When things in the economy start to get tumultuous, it is very important to look and evaluate your options. If you're in a position right now where you don't like what you are doing, and if you do kind of like it, but you're like, hey, I want to keep my options open, we have an incredible one for you today. The owners of Tip Top Canine, please welcome to the show, Ryan and Rachel Wempe!
Hey, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
We're excited to be here.
I have been so excited about this. We met you guys in April of 2021. We went to the first Reawaken conference that Clay Clark was putting on there in Tulsa, and we were mesmerized by all the different people that came together and the different clans that seemed to unite from this, and this crazy guy named Clay. I was just like, this guy's insane. I need to get to know this guy. So we went to Tulsa and shadowed him for a couple days, and we saw you guys coming in and talking to Clay, and I think we saw you guys twice over that same time period, and I'm like, those guys are awesome. You told us about your business, Tip Top, and just thought it was incredible and wanted to partner with you guys on offering up what you guys have here to the Flyover family. Tell us a little bit about Tip Top Canine.
Yeah, well, we're a dog training company and we're a franchising company. So we have 17 locations. One's corporate owned. The other 16 are all franchises, which means they're owned individually by people. Most of those people had no dog training experience. They were either ex-military, real estate agents, graphic designer, a youth pastor. Yeah. Pest control sales, all sorts of random occupations. They came and learned from us for 6 weeks. And then we provide call center support. So Rachel has a team that all they do is answer the phones, book appointments, handle 95% of the client issues, as well as billing. We do product support. So they purchase about 95% of their products that they're going to need from us at wholesale. And then Clay Clark's team, Make Your Life Epic Marketing, does the Google Ads, YouTube, Facebook, and weekly business coaching with all of our locations. So we try to make it bumper bowling, so to speak. And if they're hardworking, we train them for 6 weeks how to be a dog trainer, how to do private lessons, how to run boot camps, how to do sales, and then support them along the way to success.
That is so incredible. I grew up as an entrepreneur. My parents, grandparents were all entrepreneurs. I have family does real estate and all kinds of different stuff. And one thing I know about entrepreneurs is a lot of times they fail mostly because they don't know what to do, right? They're kind of passionate about one thing. Yeah. They're passionate about dog training, but they don't know it. Everything else you just said, they're like, wait, what does that have to do with business? What is, Facebook's a fun thing. That's not a marketing thing. What are you talking about right now? So the fact you guys are able to put all that together in a package is absolutely incredible. How did you guys get started with dog training? Is that something you grew up doing, or how did you guys start with that?
Oh my gosh, I love this story. Okay, so go ahead, Ryan.
Well, I got started probably 17, 18 years ago. I got a dog. I was in college and I couldn't afford dogs, but I would look at them when people were selling them on the side of the road. And finally, they were selling a dog for $25, so I bought that dog.
Oh right? My goodness.
And yeah,
he was the worst dog.
And he was basically had every single issue that any of my clients currently have. He had some aggression. He had some anxiety. He had major potty training issues. He took like a year to potty train at that time. And if you open the front door, he'd run away. He would pull on the leash and choke himself nonstop. He barked at people nonstop. Jumped, started, yeah. everything bad that we help people with, he currently did. And so I became obsessed with dog training.
As a way to survive. It was a survival
making
mechanism.
A lot of tension with roommates and relationships. So I just became obsessed with dog training.
Wow.
Like my friends would go party and stuff at that time. And I would be like, hey, I can't go out. I got to study, and really I'm watching videos and reading books, trying to figure it out.
Come on. Now, when did that turn from a side hobby into something that you were like, I want to pursue this as a business?
That probably about 4 years later. So I did it more like hobby and working with family, friends, stuff like that, working with other people's dogs, but I wasn't good at it. And then eventually I interned for someone for free. I worked with another dog trainer and I said, hey, I would love to be a dog trainer. Will you hire me? And they said, no. And I said, I'll work for free. And they're like, I don't think so. And I'm like, oh, come on, please. You got to let me at least work for free.
Yeah.
So I worked for free for a while and then eventually got decent enough that they would pay me. And then just kept working with other trainers and getting better and better, and then systemizing everything we're doing.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. Now I'm listening to this and I'm like, okay, dog training, you know, I don't even know like how much money that is, but like I'm currently, you know, an engineer or something. And I don't like, you know, the fluorescent lights. I don't like the environment. My coworkers all suck. And I'm like, right. Okay, you know, dog training sounds incredible, but how do I replace my major income? That's one of my favorite things that you guys always talk about. I'm like I would picture dog training, maybe 4,000, 5,000 a month or something like that. That would be like, man, I'm crushing it. You guys are talking about like some really high incomes. Rachel, what kind of income, if I'm an engineer right now, what you know, if I listen to you guys, I follow your systems, what's kind of a typical, what should I expect from that?
Oh my gosh. Let's see. Our Oklahoma City location brought in over...
He did just over $1 million last year.
$1 million last year, yeah.
Yeah.
So...
And our Southlake did over, I think it was $830,000.
And so he's already, this year alone, he has surpassed where what he did last year.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, we still have the last quarter left. So yeah, wow. Definitely more than just a few grand a month.
Yeah, definitely more than just like a side hustle type income. That's what always, like, you make like doctor level income for training dogs. You know, I think that is like unbelievable. And it's such a cool thing. It's such a great way to make a living, you know, out there with the animals. Yeah. It's such a cool.
Well, right now with our average sale being on the low end around $2,200, like, three sales a week is $6,600 a week.
Mm-hmm.
That's about 28 grand a month.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Right? So people are doing that with one or two employees out of their house if they so choose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Now it's hard work, but I mean, it's work. It's not just playing with puppies.
Right.
Yeah. But it's really rewarding. Like, we just had this dog, Oakley, that was a puppy mill breeder dog.
Yeah.
And like the clock goes off, the doorbell rings, anything goes off, the dog goes crazy. It's never been exposed to the world. And we boot camped that dog. So we had it for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. They can walk around the block now. They can take it off leash. They can start to teach it to overcome its anxiety with the place command.
Right.
They can call the dog, put it on a box, and make it get pet just to help it overcome that anxiety. Wow. And it's starting to become like a normal dog. Like stuff like that is really rewarding.
I mean, people will pay out the yin yang for peace of mind, and nothing will take away peace of mind more than a crazy dog. You know, I mean,
nothing will
make you go berserk more than your dog that's just like, you know, going crazy. So I can definitely imagine there's plenty of money in this pot here, and you guys have the systems in place to teach people how to run the business part of it, and you guys help them. You come along. I love the bumper bowling bumper analogy for it. It's like you're gonna hit pins, you know, you're gonna create some success.
Yeah.
I think that's and what
Rachel's team does with the phones, like one of the hardest things when I started was figuring out Google, right? Mm-hmm. Which Clay Clark's team does. They figure out Google and the ads because that's always changing.
Mm-hmm.
And then answering the phone. If I'm training dogs, it's hard for me to answer the phone.
Right.
And so Rachel has people that do that 10 hours a day.
Yeah.
6 days a week.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
And do the billing side. Cause I was also being a good dog trainer, being in house to house to house, or training dogs focused on, you know, working dogs with anxiety, missing payments, right?
Yeah.
Right. So, and early on.
I know.
Yeah, when I came along, I was like, well, we're going to fix this and we're going to fix that. And
I love it.
Yeah.
You're like, we have the systems in place now. That's awesome.
That's right.
You know, there was a game I played when I was a kid. It was called like Fact or Crap. And you'd listen to somebody say something and you had like a sign. You'd like hold up the fact side or the crap side. And it was a real fun game. But if someone's listening to this and they're like, doctor money for training dogs, one of my favorite things you guys do is you have a franchise disclosure document. You can actually show people like this isn't like pie in the sky numbers. We're not just making stuff up. We're not just like over inflating these things. You guys actually can go through these numbers with people and they can see real income that real people are making.
Yeah. So our franchise disclosure document has an item 19. We're required, if we talk about numbers, to show everyone's numbers. So there's audited numbers in there. It shows Oklahoma City, our Southlake, all the locations, right?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it shows them all and it shows everything kind of in plain English. And then I know, especially for the flyover listeners, one thing is they're looking at like, you know, you guys have been talking about the financial crisis and a possible upcoming recession, stuff like that.
We always listen to your show for all the updates.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Well, right now, 2020 to 2021, pet spending went up 20%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Big time, baby.
Wow.
So from $103 billion to $123 billion.
It's crazy.
Oh my goodness. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That is a lot of, I mean, that's just money on the table. And I think that's something it's a win-win situation. Cause I'm listening to you guys personally right now. I'm like, I have a crazy dog right now. I love him with my entire heart. He is, you know, my little champ. I can't imagine, you know, he's got these little blue eyes that just look at you and he loves you to death. But every time we leave the house, it's just absolute chaos. Our house, leaving the house is like, you know, craziness. So I'm telling you guys right now, if you're listening to this in Kansas City and you're like, I don't know, can I do this? Can I make this happen? Right now, you have one customer ready to go. I am fired up. So you start your franchise. You already got a customer lined out. And I was, you know, Ryan was just saying right before the show, one of his other friends was calling and like, hey, I got two people that are going to drive down to Tulsa to get dog training because there's not the training here in Kansas City that we need. So you got customers lined up here. Let's just like an example of your training style, how you guys do this. You know, like a big problem a lot of people have is potty training. What would be kind of a way that you guys would come at potty training from a dog training perspective?
So if you see like on those photos where the dogs are on the box, mm-hmm. one of the biggest things we do is just consistency. But yeah, like that little guy, we use the place command. So we teach him to go to the little box or little dog bed and just stay. So basic tip for potty training, I'm going to leash the dog up. Most people aren't leashing the dog. They walk out there. The dog gets distracted. He's a little bitty puppy. He's a baby. He's like, ooh, a leaf, a stick, or whatever. He plays with everything and goes inside and pees on the carpet. So what we're going to do is leash him up, take him to the exact same spot, like a little 10-foot area, and tell him to go potty. Give him one word and just keep saying go potty every once in a while. And if he doesn't go in like 5 minutes, then we're going to go in and we're going to go on a little box and do a stay. And then 10 minutes later, I'm going to take him out again, right? Wow. And I'm going to do that until he either goes potty or is like, hey, I don't want to get on the box, right? So slowly we'll increase the time on the box to 10 or 15, 20 minutes. And that's how we can use the crate too, but a lot of people don't want to just keep putting the dog in the crate, or they go in the crate and they bark and stuff. So that way the little buddy stays out with us, but he's contained. He's not sneaking away, going behind the couch and peeing.
Yeah. Well, and then you can also transition it, because, you know, like our dogs, we don't put them in crates. A lot of times we have like a little MyPillow beds, and we'll put them on the MyPillow bed next to us. Yes. And so having them where they can, you know, stay put when you tell them to stay put, that's an invaluable skill for life. That's not just potty training. That's like, that's a two for one. You know, that's a lot of value right there.
Yeah, it is. I mean, people can take their dogs to work because they have that control. They'll listen. It's awesome. Like, it just really brings your pet to be able to be a part of your everyday life.
Yeah. Now I'm sitting here and I'm listening and I'm like, okay, I like dogs. I like dogs a lot. I'm very passionate about dogs. I own a dog, but I don't know anything about training dogs. It's over my head kind of stuff. I'm listening to you guys. I'm like, how would I start a dog training franchise when I don't even know the first thing? Are you guys looking for people that already know how to train dogs specifically for this franchise, or is any skill level of
dog training? No, we actually prefer people with zero dog training experience.
Okay.
It's actually harder for us to work with people with dog training experience, because the thing is, the dogs are really smart.
Okay.
You can do all sorts of things wrong, and if you do it enough, the dog will eventually be like, oh, the human wants this, and the dogs are smart. They'll eventually figure it out. Yeah. But that doesn't mean that person has a good system. Right. Mm. So at Tip Top, everything we do is systemized. The training, the boot camps, the human training, the phones, the call center, the marketing, everything is systemized. That's why it's a franchise, and it's because it's a repeatable systems.
Right.
Mm. So during the 6-week training, if someone wants to open a location, they come and we teach them how to do our system. And the thing about our system is it's all based off transferability. We want to be able to replicate it and immediately give it to mom or dad. And even if we did 100% of the training, it instantly works for mom and dad right off the bat. 9-year-old girls, 90-year-old grandma. We want it to work for everyone. So some of the dog whispering stuff that you see on YouTube or TikTok, it's not going to work for grandma. It's not going to work for a 9-year-old girl.
Right.
And so that's why a lot of times we like people with zero training experience whatsoever.
Yeah, that's so awesome. So you can make doctor money. You got systems in place, and more than doctor money. I don't know very many doctors that make close to $1 million per year. It's like, you know, doctor.
Yeah, and that's gross. That's just gross. Right. But,
yeah. But that comes in. I mean, that is incredible. So you got, you know, doctor level income, and you get to talk to dogs. We hang out with dogs all day long. I mean, that is like super, super, super cool. And you're going to teach them every single thing that they need to know. How do we get started with this? Like, I'm listening to this. I'm like, what's my next step? What do I need to do here? What are the steps I'll be taking here?
So next step would be go to tiptopcanine.com, go to the website, click on the franchising button. If you fill out that form, Rachel and I will give you guys a call and then give you our franchise disclosure document so you can see all the numbers, see everything in plain English. Yeah. And then after that, if people are interested, we encourage them to come out for a discovery day and actually train dogs with us for 8 hours, no strings attached, just to make sure that they like it so they kind of know what that looks like.
Right. Yeah, it's a good time. If you're interested, definitely reach out to us. We'd love to hang out with you for the day, train some dogs, eat some food, get to know each other.
Come on. All right, Kansas City people, Hey, look at me in the eye right now. All right. You live here in Kansas City. We need to make this happen. If you're I'm interested. We need to make this work because I got dogs. We got to train here. We got to make this work. Kansas City needs a tip-top canine. We're going to make this thing happen. Mm-hmm. And if you're living anywhere else as well, I know they are expanding all over the country. Tip-top canine.com. They are also incredible people. So when you're talking about people you can work with, they're some of our favorite people on the planet. Last thing I want to talk about is, you know, I met you guys because of Clay Clark at these conferences that he was talking about. But something you just opened up to the Flyover family here is this business conference. Now, Clay, you know, he's kind of got the side hobby right now of these reawakened tours of like, you know, saving America and all that stuff. But his real like incredible skill, passion, everything else is business. He's, you know, he's a part owner in 160 companies. I've never met anybody quite like him. And you guys actually work with him as well. Tell us a little bit of your experience with working with Clay on a business conference level.
Well, yeah, we've been working with him for the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. And we've been to how many business conferences?
Oh, I don't know. A lot.
Yeah, we've been to a ton of his conferences. We've spoke at probably half of them.
Each time there's takeaways. Each time we go, there's something else. There's more information. It's like good to be refreshed. I mean, each time I feel like we take something away and we gang.
Yeah, we do.
More knowledge, more of his wisdom. It's awesome.
He's been working with so many different industries and on systemizing every single part of them that sometimes it takes a few times to hear something, right? Just like the Bible. Yep. You hear it enough, and then finally you're like, oh, man, that stands out. Yeah. All right.
Turn the other cheek.
So, no, it's been good, though. And they keep getting better and better and better.
Yeah. Right.
So it's just good to just hear him. And he rocks the mic. He puts on a really good conference. Yep. It's really actionable information. It's not just pie in the sky nonsense. It's really actionable. Right. So we're going to be there. I think it's Friday.
Yes, we'll be there.
So we'll be there Friday. And then we'd love to say hello if anyone. You guys are going to be there, right?
We will be there. I am super excited. I always catch myself.
Yeah, they're truly just remarkable people. We love Clay. We love his family. Everything they've done for us has just been such a blessing. Such awesome people.
Yeah, they're good people. We'd highly recommend anyone if they can. It will be worth their time.
Yep. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Man, I always sit there. I'm like 9:30 in the morning, and I feel like we should be taking lunch break or something. I'm like, that was passionate. I'm like, we take the first break, and it's like 15 minutes, and then you go again. It's just, it's like fire hose of incredible information.
It's fire hose, man. It's great.
I've been to a lot of conferences in my life, and typically it's like, you know, you pay this much or it's a free thing that leads, you know, that is kind of more of a pitch for the next big thing. They give you like one nugget, so you're like, oh, that was kind of valuable, and it's kind of a pitch for the next thing. And then you get to the thing and it's like, really, it's just a pitch for their $10,000 mastermind thing. And
we've been to those.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I've been to so many of those. So I'm not even kidding. The first time I went, I was like 98% expecting like, and the big pitch, you know, you can personal mentorship for $50,000. I was expecting something. And no, the whole time it was just information, question, answer. So super valuable. Mm-hmm. If you're listening to this and you're like, I definitely want to be part of that. If you're an entrepreneur of any kind, I got to be at this text business, the word business to 918-851-0102, 918-851-0102. The next one coming up is in November. And don't forget, if you have any interest at all in learning about this Tip Top thing, you've got to check these guys out. They're incredible people, incredible business model, tiptopcanine.com. Ryan and Rachel, thank you so much for coming on.
So we've been running Tip Top for about the last 14 years, franchising for the last 3-4 years. So someone that'd be a good fit for Tip Top loves dogs, they're high energy, they want to be able to own their own job, but they don't want to worry about, you know, that high failure rate. They want to do that like bowling with bumper lanes.
So you give us a call, reach out to us, and we'll call you. And then we'll send you an FTD, look over that, read it, fall asleep to it. It's very boring. And then we'll book a discovery day, and you come and you can spend a day or two with us to make sure that you actually like it, make sure training dogs is something that you want to do.
So an FTD is a franchise disclosure document. It's a federally regulated document that goes into all the nitty-gritty details of what the franchise agreement entails.
So who would be a good fit to buy a Tip Top Canine would be somebody who loves dogs, who wants to work with dogs all day as their profession. You'll make a lot of money, you'll have a lot of fun, it's very rewarding. And who would not be a good fit is a cat person.
So the upfront cost for a Tip Top is $43,000. And a lot of people say they're generating doctor money, but on our disclosure, the numbers are anywhere from over $1 million a year in dog training, what our Oklahoma City location did last year, to $25,000-$35,000 a month.
To train and get trained by us for Tip Top Canine, to run your own Tip Top Canine, you would be with us for 6 weeks here in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
So we've been married for 7 years.
8 years.
8 years. So if you're watching this video, you're like, hey, maybe I want to be a dog trainer. Hey, that one sounds super amazing. Go to our website, tiptopcanine.com. Click on the yellow franchising tab. Fill out the form and Rachel and I will give you a call. Our Oklahoma City location last year, they did over $1 million. He's been running that shop for 3 years. Before, he was a youth pastor with zero sales experience, zero dog training experience before he ever met with us.
So just call us, come spend a day with us, spend a couple days with us, make sure you like training dogs, and own your own business.
Well, the biggest reason to buy a Tip Top Canine is so you own your own job and you own your own future, and you don't hate your life. You get an enjoyable job that brings a lot of income, but is really rewarding.
Hey, Flyover family, this is David and Stacey Whited. We are at the Reawaken America event. It is incredible, and look who's behind us, Eric Trump.
It's an exciting time. It's an exciting time to be in Washington, Idaho, the Northwest. This is our second time out in this part of the country, and the people are going crazy. They're excited. They're coming out of the woodwork because they're realizing they're not the only patriot. They're not at home left alone, isolated by themselves. They're coming out, and they're with 8,000 other patriots.
Exactly right.
At a racetrack, because this is what you got to do to save America.
And everybody's high-fiving each other. They're giving each other hugs. They're coming around. They are just excited to be a part of this movement that is truly making a difference. They are waking up, they're speaking up, and they are showing up. You all know that we all wanted President Trump to do 80 million things to save our country. We need 80 million of us doing one thing every single day to save our own country. And that's what's happening right here with this incredible crowd.
And you know, it's so important that you get together with other patriots. It's so important. That's why they isolated you, had you by yourself for 2 years, put a mask over you. They don't want to see your smile. They don't want you out in public. They don't want you around other patriots. But when you do, you get awakened. You get excited. You got to be here at the next one. We're going to Pennsylvania. We're going to be going to Branson, Missouri. There's only two events left.
So get your tickets. Come out and see us. You have to be there. You do not want to miss it. We'd love to have you come to the meet and greet. It's going to be an incredible event.
You know, during the revolution, they got together in bars and pubs. They got together every different little place they could, and they talked about what it would be like if our country was free. What would it be like to not live under a king and tyranny? You know what? That's what we need right now. Getting together, sharing good ideas with each other. Then you take those back home and you get to work. That's where it starts, though.
For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.